The objective of this the majalis, the reason for the gathering, this is Allah Ta'ala's karam, His grace, His blessings, that via and through these majalis, these gatherings, Allah Ta'ala gathers us together, brings us together, and in these majalis, the beautiful and excellent barakat that Allah Ta'ala has instilled in these gatherings is that the human being, the individual who attends, that he develops fikr, concern, and a desire for the hereafter and preparation for the hereafter. Because we are in the generation of ghaflat, negligence, ignorance, and it's a very dangerous era we are in, generation we're in, especially our young individuals, our youth, our children, our youth, our youngsters, due to this environment, due to laziness, due to negligence, they get further away from the deen, and the desire, the passion for deen, it doesn't develop, doesn't grow. So these majalis, these gatherings, when a person sits in these gatherings, then Allah's fadl comes, Allah's grace, and our pious predecessors, due to their barakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such amal, such deeds, He gives the tawfiq, ability, capacity to an individual to do, through which he starts to prepare for the hereafter. Such an era and generation of ghaflat, ignorance, consider this gathering as a treasure, a great fadl of Allah, great blessing of Allah, consider it a gift of Allah, a treasure, and Allah's mercy. Because today, in this era, in this day and age, that we have materialism, and if we, regards to our children, our new generation, younger generation, if we don't have fikr, concern, pay attention, then apart from regret, we will have attained nothing. Majalis-e dhikrullah, these gatherings of dhikrullah, Allah Ta'ala has instilled such barakah, blessings in this gathering, that not just in this gathering, can, for example, we need to bring our children here, our youngsters, and then with the fadl of this gathering, Allah instills noor into their hearts. It's a great shortcut to attain the deen. Great shortcut. That a person, he develops a passion and desire to do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has given us such an amal, such an action through which Allah Himself is guaranteeing, listen carefully, attentively to what I'm saying, that the elderly people, women, men, youngsters, everyone should listen to this, because we all are to pass away, we all will leave, we are all immersed in ghaflat. And one amal, this is Quran, this is Allah's instruction, this is not a minor thing. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, then it occurs just like that. Yes, so on one side, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He's announcing falah, that if you do this action, then Allah Ta'ala guarantees that you will attain falah. What a great statement. One amal. One amal. What a great shortcut Allah Ta'ala is giving to us, prescribing to us. And falah, the word that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here, it has a lot of meaning, lot of depth, lot of depth. It is vast. Falah. What does falah mean? The both worlds, this world, this earth is one world, and one is the hereafter. That's another world. So Allah Ta'ala has given a guarantee to the human being that in this world you'll be successful, and in the hereafter you'll also be successful. And do we need anything greater than this? This, the success of this world is in what? There's a lot of things if we look around our lives. House, outside, wife, children, health, business. All of these things are the parts of dunya for a human being. And all of these parts and components of the world, Allah is guaranteeing that via this amal, you'll get success in all these components of life. What a great guarantee. What a great guarantee. Then after that, the akhirah, thereafter, which is the real destination, and the Allah Ta'ala has given guarantee for the hereafter, then imagine that reward itself, the guarantee for the hereafter. Success. Allah says, you'll attain falah. Success in the hereafter. And what is success in the hereafter? What is success? That's the greatest success, is this, that And what a great guarantee Allah is giving to attain that says is that with iman, faith, you will depart this world into the hereafter. This is not a minor thing, brothers. This is not a minor thing. Ask the person who's dying at that time, what is his hal, his condition, his state. In the hadith, we see from the meaning of a hadith that the individual, that the iman, that right at the final moment, he will rely on his iman. All lifelong we pray salah, keep the fast, we do amal, practice deeds, etc., etc. May Allah forgive, may Allah forgive, may Allah protect us. But at the final moment, before, just before dying, if it occurs that fitna attacks us or such a shaitani attack ward comes towards us, and then that individual, without faith, iman, he departs from this world. And sometimes it occurs that the insan, the human being, the individual, he's lived his life with negligence, but his hereafter is good. So the iman, to rely on iman, the faith that we have today, that should be so strong and firm that when we die, that we should have the same iman with our, at our side. That's when we attain success. The great events from the past. Imam Razi, rahmatullahi, was a great imam. He was a mufassir of the Quran. He was a commentator of the Quran. And he was an alim, a scholar of hadith, famous scholar. Imam Razi, rahmatullahi, very great pious elder of Islam. When his final moments before death, it's written, recorded in the kitabs, shaitan came to him, attacked him, to influence him. And he started to question him. Imam Razi started to sow doubt. That you believe in Allah, give me dalil that Allah is there. And whatever dalil he presented, shaitan would give an answer. Because shaitan also, he wasn't some small time alim himself, was he? He had a lot of ilm himself, knowledge. Whichever dalil Imam Razi gave, he rejected it. He gave an answer to that. And at that time, when the time came very close for Imam Razi to pass away and depart from this world, Allah Ta'ala's fadl came to him, assistance, that his sheikh, he did the saraf on his sheikh, and he focused on his sheikh at that time because he had a link with the wali of Allah, a connection with the teacher. So Imam Razi focused and paid attention towards the teacher, and his teacher said, Razi, why are you stuck here? Give the answer that without dalil, I believe in Allah. So Imam Razi said to shaitan, I believe in Allah without any dalil. I have no need for proof in Allah. He said that, and then he passed away. So brothers, such a dangerous situation that will come to a person at death. So today Allah Ta'ala has given us a guarantee that you do this amal now during life and you will leave this world with iman when you die. Allah Ta'ala himself will prepare that time. Will you be in the tough situation? Allah will give a guarantee that you will depart this world with iman, with faith. And after that, then the phase is the grave and the day of resurrection, hashr, the bridge of sirat, all of the phases and the parts after, Allah says, due to this one amal, all of those phases that you will have to confront, you will attain success at that time. So why do we delay in doing this amal and this action? Tell me, why are we lazy? Why are we negligent? Why are we laid back? What is the amal that the Quran is prescribing? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Look at that. Allah Ta'ala is saying clearly in the Quran, that if you do one action, do the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, do the remembrance of Allah, do it kathir, high quantity, so that you can attain falah, success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole of success Allah ta'ala, we've just gone through from iman to the hereafter, jannah, paradise, Allah is based on one amal, one action. What is that? The dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. Whenever you see the pious predecessors with regards to this amal, they grabbed hold of it, they did tabligh on it, they propagated it, they practiced it, they demonstrated it, they did amal on this. And inshallah, until Qiyamah, dhikr of Allah will be implemented. My brothers, if we ourselves want to improve ourselves, through this era of fitna, we want to save our children and our families, then make your children do dhikr, don't be lazy yourself, and don't leave this amal, this action. Obviously, Shaitan, the cursed shaitan, wretched shaitan, he's there around us. He doesn't want to do us to do the action that will give us success. He'll make us lazy, he'll inject waswasa in our ears, he'll make us far, he'll remove us. But these verses of the Quran, look back at them. The Allah Ta'ala has given a big guarantee. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ And the condition is dhikrullah. And how should it be? كَثِير dhikr. Abundance, condition, high quantity. Not this, that just do a little bit of dhikr here and there and that's the guarantee. No. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ Do dhikr kathir, Allah says. Yes, so that Allah has given a guarantee, you can attain success. So dhikr, those who do dhikr, those who remember Allah, who are dhakir, who do it regularly, consistently. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the door of ease in this world itself. Rizqi halal comes. And there's contentment, satisfaction, there's patience and endurance through difficulty. Dunya will pass. And difficulties, a person's always content in his heart, happy. Even through difficulties and distress and sorrow, a person continues to have tawakkal Allah, and his ability to persevere increases, and he has less inclination towards bad. This is the success in this world. Success. Sometimes it's up and down, iman's up and down, sometimes sickness up and down, but Allah gives sabr, Allah gives ajr, Allah gives reward, Allah gives courage, and Allah takes you out of those issues. Who? To who? The dhakir, who does dhikrullah. But why don't we do dhikr? So what's the condition? Kathir. Dhikr kathir. So this is also a big point. These are the words of the Quran. So what does dhikr kathir mean? Unlimited. Yes, unlimited. Oh no. So how do we do dhikr all the time? Big condition Allah's put down here. How do we meet that? Allah says nothing else. Just do what? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah says always. Kathir means unlimited. No finishing. No counting. No tasbih counting. No bead counting. Allah says not this. Kathir dhikr. So this is also Allah Ta'ala Himself. He's prepared dhikr kathir. What has Allah done? Allah says, okay, I'll give you a machine inside you. Yes, a motor. You know, sometimes the technician or the doctors, they fit. Even today, isn't it? Medically, if the human being, if he does lacking something, then they fit a motor inside him. Technology we have today, nowadays, the gadgets. Pacemaker or blood pressure monitoring, and they put sensors inside a person or attached to a person. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who's Khabir Basir. He creates everything. Allah Ta'ala has put such a motor inside us that will develop us and prepare us for the hereafter. What is that? It is the heart. The heart. That nothing in your body speaks apart from the heart. There's a tongue of the heart. And there are the eyes of the heart and the tongue of the heart as well. The heart sees and it speaks as well. The heart also sees, observes, and it speaks as well. What is the observation of the heart? The eyes of the heart, they are present. If you want the heart to see, then it can see everything. So, kathir dhikr, abundance of dhikr. Allah has given us a heart. Allah has allowed the heart to move, beat. Allah says the dhikr of the heart, this will give you the result of dhikr kathir. When you remember Allah in your heart, then your heart will get accustomed to that. Now every beat of your heart will come what? Allah's name will come. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whether you're sleeping, you'll be doing dhikr. Walking, you'll be doing dhikr. Lying down, you'll be doing dhikr. Walking, you'll be doing dhikr. Sitting down, you'll be doing dhikr. All of these positions, reading Quran, even then dhikr, praying salah, even then doing dhikr. Your heart doesn't stop, does it? The heart will stop at that time when you'll go in the grave. But even here, listen to this point. The dhakirin, even there, their heart stays alive in the grave. Their heart will also function there in the grave at that time. So this is qalbi dhikr. This is called maraqaba. They work hard on this, muraqaba. So easy a formula. Always, every moment, pay attention to your heart and towards Allah. And this is the hard work we need to do, make effort on this, just a little bit of work, light work, this is light work, light effort. The walis of Allah teach this, this is their objective, this is their function. Try anything, when you meet a wali Allah, ask him, request him, that can you teach me dhikr in my heart? Alhamdulillah. So dhikr, when the dhikr of that will be taught to you and explained to you, and your heart will then come to that position, that every moment your heart, your hands will be paying attention to the dunya, and your heart will do the dhikr of Allah. Your hands, there's no restriction. Do what you want. Whatever work you're doing, business, occupation, a trade, but your heart always will be attentive to Allah. Always your thoughts will be attentive to Allah. And what is the work? What's the effort required? As the pious preachers have told us, that morning and evening, two times do muraqabah. Sit down in your heart, do muraqabah. Two times. Just like your shaykh has told you. And be regular and consistent in that. Inshallah, then your heart will not die. And the heart will remain alive. And this is just through the effort of muraqabah. Close your eyes, pay attention on the heart, and don't move your tongue physically. You don't need to work hard. You don't need to do anything with your hands. With the heart Allah has given to you, just close your eyes, focus on the heart, pay attention. Just like my heart is saying, Allah, 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 and it's calling out to Allah. That's it. So what will happen through this? Dhikrun kathir, this will become. This action will become dhikrun kathir. And you will be then included amongst those who do dhikr kathir. Those people who did dhikr in higher quantity, abundance. There's not just one verse. Many verses I can recite to you where Allah Ta'ala has given such maqam and status to those people who do dhikr of Allah in their heart. So this majlis, my brothers, is for this purpose. Alhamdulillah, we sit down for a little while, we pay attention, we do dawah, give dawah to people, call youngsters, work hard and make some effort for this or not, should we? For example, put adverts in other masjids, write down Thursday night, what day is this? There's a majlis on this day, tell the youngsters, tell other people, this is the path that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Work hard, this is the hard work. Our work is just to do this, bring them, youngsters, see them in a dhikr. The rest is up to Allah. Alhamdulillah. That how Allah Ta'ala turns the hearts, flips the hearts, how He improves the hearts. We say, Allah, that we have worked hard. Allah, we knew, we didn't know any other tariqah. So we brought people, youngsters here. They do wrong things, they commit sins, they don't pray Salah, they run around here and there. So we consider that whatever you said, we brought them here, Allah, we dragged them here. The rest, Allah, is for you to do, to clean the hearts. And if we don't work on our youngsters today this much, then Allah will ask us tomorrow. Allah will ask us tomorrow that you, it was so easy a path I gave to you via the majlis of dhikr. Allah says, I created the majlis of dhikr. I sent my servant there. And you didn't even understand the importance of it. You weren't aware of it. You didn't understand the power of it. That what is dhikr? You used to read Quran. Every verse you can see the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr, dhikr of Allah. Mention of Allah's name. The whole Quran is full of it. The whole of Quran is full of it. But shaitan has made us blind. We don't see those verses today. We don't even understand those verses today. That what is dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is something. We do this, we do that, we do other things. So, this is not my personal desire or personal action. No, this is dawah, this is tabligh. This is calling to Allah, this is inviting people that come. Because one thing, when you like something yourself, then for your Muslim brother, you should also like what you like for yourself. My life has been improved through dhikr, then why shouldn't I desire that other people's lives improved through dhikr? Give them dawah, invite them, sit down, learn dhikr. And after learning dhikr, just like dhikr is prescribed to you, do that. No hard work. You, none of your other things in your life will be left behind. Big thing. Subhanallah, that if in the young age you don't get it, at least before dying attain it, what a guarantee that with the maut you will have with iman, there will be nur in your qabr, the day of resurrection there will be ease, you will run across the bridge of Sirat, and you will enter into paradise laughing, smiling. These are all hadith I'm telling you. Due to what? If you do dhikr kathir, high quantity, abundance of dhikr, dhikr of the heart. No, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Yes, there's thawab for that. There's not that, don't, you know, doing dhikr, but that's not dhikr kathir. With the tongue, count it, 33, this tasbih, do 25 that, do 100 Allah Allah, do 35 this, etc. Alhamdulillah, that's good. From the hadith, you will understand and you get the thawab. But there's no guarantee of falah on that technique of dhikr. You don't understand what I'm saying? The falah guarantee is, wadhkurullaha kathir la'allakum tuflihun. Allah says, do my dhikr in your heart. Do my dhikr in your heart. Sit solitude alone 2 times in the day, morning and evening. Set aside maraqaba. I'll close my eyes, I'll sit down. And it doesn't look like anything at all, but alhamdulillah, such a powerful action. Just imagine. Imagine, it's our deen, but other people are benefiting. It's our deen that teaches this action, but other people, you know, those people who don't believe, they are benefiting. Such adverts, meditation, different techniques. These people, for meditation, you have adverts and marketing and posters and publicity for meditation. Come together. Meditation is powerful. You'll get this, and this sickness will go, and stress will go, anxiety will go, and this and that. So many virtues they explain. They sit down and do meditation. And they're doing meditation. That's artificial, not even real. They don't have Allah's name in that. They sit down, think about this, the light's coming, and focus on this and that. And this false and lie, and people are taking benefit in the dunya. We have the true maraqabah of Allah's name. With the true maraqabah, Allah's name. Look at them. Compare. That if you come, go to the internet and look up meditation and such actions and courses and prescriptions, they'll tell you do this and you'll get this benefit, do it this many times, this many repetitions, you'll get spirituality and thousands of illnesses that say is a cure, cancer and this and that. And we believe in those things. But the Quran is telling you, وَذْكُرُوا لَا كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah is saying. To both worlds, Allah is guaranteeing through meditation, muraqabah, dhikr, you'll get success. But shaitan doesn't allow us to believe. He has demoted us so much. We have no yakin in Allah's words and we believe in their words. Their words. So we read the Quran and they read the Quran and they extract from our deen. Haven't I? I've spoken with such people. That all the things that we know and they are there, they take from our deen. Meditation, all the other things. Meditation, they implement, they do it. And all of the improvement points from maraqabah, they take. Corona, when it came, where did they get the cure? That wudu, washing the hands, mouth, rinsing the mouth, putting water in the mouth, washing the hands and the body. And purity is our first sabak, Nadeem. The child, when he grows up, first thing we do is teach him wudu. So they made a big cure for their own disease, for the disease in the world. They said, clean the hands, wash the hands. Everyone started to wash their hands. Allahu Akbar, when corona came. Imagine that our deen, but we don't go to our deen. Our minds have been, we've been brainwashed. We don't teach our children today. Then tomorrow, what will be the hal of our deen? Tell me, what will be the situation of our deen? So is that when we'll understand? At that time, we learn to practice the sunnah when a disease comes in the dunya, when a difficulty comes, and that's what they teach. Thus, they also teach this. Wash hands and eat. Wash hands and do this. Don't do anything without washing hands. All of the teachings of Rasulullah in his sunnah, tell me. Yes, with regularity, every man in the world was doing when the problem came. So this is Allah Ta'ala has given a great guarantee to us that generations beyond generations will be improved by doing meditation, by doing maraqabah. We call this maraqabah in Urdu, in English meditation. In Arabic, dhikri qalbi, dhikr of the heart. Remembering Allah in the heart. And the Quran calls this kathir dhikr. Kathir dhikr. And so many names of this. So many names for this. So will we do it? Inshallah. Yes, sir. Learn it. And they go, no, we don't want to do this. And we run away. I don't want to do dhikr. Don't know what's going to happen if we do dhikr. Oh, servants of Allah, shaitan makes us afraid of doing good deeds. The Quran says that when there's a discussion about good deeds, shaitan instills fear into our heart. Oh, don't do this. You'll be a muflis. You'll lose out. And you, oh, if you start praying salah, what will happen to your business, your shop? If you start practicing deen, every good deed, when you start to implement it, shaitan will attack you and still waswas all. You'll be destroyed. You'll lose out in the dunya. Don't keep the beard. Oh, you won't get married. You won't get a proposition from a female. You won't get this and that. Allahu Akbar. So this is the situation. The dhikr of Allah, the shaitan makes us run away from it. Make firm intention, whatever the Quran says, we'll do amal on this. Yes, always I say this, we, with regards to the Quran, we read the Quran for the sake of thawab. My brothers, read the Quran with the objective of amal, practice. When you read it with the knee of amal, then the thawab will come. But if you just read the Quran for thawab, you won't get thawab, because the Quran wasn't revealed for thawab, it was revealed for amal, for practice. That's the need we have. This is a kitab Allah has given to us. Every verse, there's a message that Allah gives to us. Alif, Lam, Mim. In Alif, Lam, Mim, these letters, you'll get to such a great message. The Mufassirin, the commentators, they said, in just this much part of the Quran, this is a miracle of the Quran. In Alif, Lam, Mim, within this, there are so many messages of the deen for the human being that you can learn the deen just from this. So the rest of the Quran, then we read it, but with the intention of thawab. I've read this much, my brothers. Correct your intentions. Allah Ta'ala has given us Quran. Use it for the purpose Allah has given it for. Make the intention for that. That from niyyah, correct niyyah, you get the reward. Remember this, whenever you do any action, with the niyyah, right intention, you get thawab. For example, what a great amal. That, for example, I've just prayed salah. Just praying salah, isn't it? So my niyyah should be this, that I'm praying salah, that I want to show this other person that I'm praying so he can see me, so he thinks I'm pious. How many sujood, prostrations, how many rakah you pray, they'll be thrown back in your face. Rather, that salah will drag you into hellfire. That this salah will take you into hell. People in the world will be praising you. Oh, he was pious, he prays such a good salah, but that salah is dragging you into hell because your niyyah is incorrect. Your knees are going to... Every action when you get thawab in the hereafter reward will be based on the correction of intention. What was his knee? Because Allah knows what's inside you. your thoughts. Or I meet a person, pious, or you're mukhlis, you're polite, you're pious, etc. But inside you feel, oh, I want to take revenge on this person, I hate him, I want to destroy him, I want to beat him. You have hatred in your heart. What adhab Allah gives? Because on top you're showing him respect, but inside you have the bad niyyah. So we run around in the dunya, and we think that our dunya will prosper due to our own actions. Allah says, the whole dunya, if you do it correctly, they live the life, then it will make you go into paradise. But we're sitting here. And the person whose niyyah is correct, if we're in this gathering, then he will get the thawab dhikr. But if his niyyah is not correct, then he won't get thawab. No thawab at all. Salah, no thawab, no thawab for Quran, no thawab for any action. I've seen people, David used to come to me. He was an Englishman. And he memorized half the Quran. What shall I say to him, that he'll be forgiven? No. I said, who? I said, I had mashallah. He said, I had the desire and I learned the Quran, but it didn't have any effect on him. Positively, we, mashallah, read the Quran, it immediately has a good effect on us. So what a great name of Allah. What a great mercy of Allah on us. Half the Quran he'd memorized, he'd read it. David was his name. Yes, you'd come to me. Sit with me. I said, your iman, belief, where's his iman? Look, he's reading Quran because he didn't have the right niyyah that I want to attain Allah's name. Alif Lam Mim, dhalikal kitabu la rayba fihi hudal lil muttaqin. This hidayah, guidance, Allah has told you and us that it's based on your niyyah. If Allah wants, the whole dunya can become Muslim, everyone Allah can give hidayah to. But the real thing Allah Ta'ala said is you get the result based on your niyyah, intention. Every amal, if you do it with the correct niyyah, intention, yes, you can read Quran 100 times over, 50 times over, complete the whole Quran, alhamdulillah, noor ala noor, light on light. But first and foremost, what's the most important thing? Read the Quran for the primary objective for which it was revealed. The Quran, read 15 juz, 15 times over, and then we eat haram, consume haram, we read 15 Qurans over, and then we speak lies. We read 15 Qurans over, and then our earnings are incorrect, not lawful, they're haram, they're not according to the Islamic principles, then tell me what's the benefit of that 15 times over read Quran? The Quran will be accepted, the message is giving, we accept that message, we embrace it, and then we read Quran. After that, you'll get thawab. Alif Lam Mim, that 10 rewards for each letter, you'll get that complete. But first and foremost, what is the niyyah for when reading the Quran? That we're making our children and telling them to become hafiz, then make that niyyah first. That child, when you have the desire to make the child hafiz, make the niyyah that I'll read the Quran, I'll practice on the Quran, and after practicing the Quran, I will correct my life. I will correct my life. Make the niyyah correct for the children. Our niyyah is, oh, that I want. We also have niyyah for dunya. Don't take what I'm saying badly. I'll tell people that my child is a hafiz. Oh, my son is a hafiz. He never prays salah. You've never seen him at salah. His beard is not correct. And he runs around like a thief in the dunya. Is this not the case? Yes, but we're praising. And when we praise, oh, my son is a hafiz, mashallah. Look, he's a hafiz. Look, he's here. He's a hafiz. This and that. We'll make a noise and a clamor. Yes, we'll have food, invitations and feasts, but the niyyah we didn't make correct. Very important, valuable point. All of these thoughts are examples of riya, showing off there's a hafiz of Quran. MashaAllah, his noor doesn't ever cease. His maqam is so great, MashaAllah, that his grave already is illuminated. A person who has Quran in his heart, what's his situation? But what's the Quran in his heart? He doesn't have niyyah that he's reading the Quran for the hereafter. Yes, or I have to teach Quran and Hadith. Nor those who teach, nor the one who's reciting has that niyyah, the correct niyyah. The niyyah is for the dunya, for the world. When you do the work for the dunya, Allah will say that, did you do these actions for me or for the dunya? It'll be shaheed, the alim, the scholars with high status, they'll be going into hell. Hellfire. Sahih Hadith, I'm telling you. Sahih Hadith. So I was requesting my brothers that if we read the Quran with the right niyyah, that Allah give me hidayah guidance and tell me such things that my akhirah can be made, then I don't need anything else. Allah, even if I read half a juz or one ruku, one portion, Allah, allow me to leave lying first. If I'm backbiting, let me leave backbiting. If I'm committing these sins, Allah, let me leave those sins. Allah has given great examples that this Qawm, previous nation, did these sins. They were given punishment. They used to weigh less. They were punished like this. This is not the case. This nation used to lie. Punish them like this, Allah says. All the previous nations, we say, Allah, that this verse is present within me. This sin is present with me. And submit to the Quran. And do dua. Allah, guide me. That Allah, I'm taking it. And Allah will say, yes, he's taking the message from the Quran. He's asking for a lesson. This is reading the Quran correctly. Say, Subhanallah. So whenever you open the Quran with this niyyah, then this verse that I've recited in front of you, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that same day you will start to do dhikr correctly.
The same day you will start doing it quickly. The Ya Rasul, such a great thing. On this one amal, the whole deen and dunya I'm attaining. Yes, on this one verse of Allah, I'm attaining the whole dunya and the hereafter. Such a coolness will come. Ya Allah, I was upset, all up in my grave, at this place will happen. But I've succeeded, Ya Allah. Ooh, is there anyone here who can teach me dhikr? Wali Allah, can I find somebody, a teacher? Allahu Akbar.
So, please sir, please teacher, he's sitting there, Wali Allah, can you teach me dhikr? I've come, assalamu alaikum, please teach me dhikr Allah. I know that you teach, you're a teacher, teach me as well. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So easy, because your niyyah is what? That I want to improve my dunya and the hereafter. That's why I'm learning dhikrullah. Then after that, just my name restriction comes, doesn't matter, I don't care. That I was so upset down in the grave, I saw somebody die, I can't sleep in the night, I see the grave in the dream, I see the events of the grave, I'll be in a bad situation. Soon as you get that clue, then why are you scared? You do dhikr, Allah says, I will save you. I will save you, Allah says. With Allah's fadl, such a beautiful sleep and slumber that you're going to work. Allah says, the person who does dhikr, I've got the benefit now. You won't be worried. You won't take haram, do wrong. Whatever hukum of Allah, you'll be so content. So much will come, so much will come, you'll be amazed. So in the Quran, this one verse of the Quran tells us, وَذْكُرُوا لَكَثِرَ لَلْكُمْ تُفْلِهُمْ. What a great verse, Surah Jummah. And how many thousands of times we must have recited Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Be grateful for the Quran. Great message. How many times we must have seen the Quran. But with which niyyah? Keep reading, reading. Thawab, thawab. Repeat it, thawab, thawab. Oh, servants of Allah, we have worn the pages of the Quran for the sake of thawab. Lying, fraud, deception. Everything that's written in the Quran. That's why the Quran says that they left me, they didn't take me. I used to, Allah, hold your Quran. I used to read it. In my shelves there was the Quran. I used to embrace it. So, you never understood my verses. The Quran I reveal for your hidayah guidance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The first verse Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In the first page, first few verses, Allah says, I gave you Quran for this reason, so that you should take guidance from it, become a human being. So this is the verse of that Quran. If we attain that Quran, then in this world, the hereafter, the grave, Jannah, paradise, every phase through one amal. What amal? Dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. And then a deception comes. Dhikr? Just from one action, if I lie, if I do other sins, or if you do fraud, lie, you deceive, I'll tell you from the Quran, I testify and guarantee to you, whatever you're doing wrong, I swear by Allah, if you start doing dhikrullah, all those sins will be eliminated. I swear by Allah, and I tell you this clearly. Because Allah is guaranteed. Look, it can't be that there's a thief, a bandit, that he'll lie and he'll go into Jannah. He'll be safe from the grave. No. So dhikr has the effect and capacity. When the human being does dhikr, then all these wrong things start to disappear. They start to disappear. They get eliminated from his life. But the niyyah should be correct. First and foremost, make niyyah. When you go to Wali Allah, a teacher, make a pure niyyah. I have come to you, O teacher, to make my hereafter. Nothing else. Don't ask for taweez, not for a shop, not for business, nothing. Just one thing, that please allow me to bring Allah's name into my heart. Subhanallah, the great couplet of the Wali of Allah. The verse, he was a great pious elder. And he said, I went to my murshid, I went to my teacher, and he said in Punjabi, that my murshid, my teacher, he improved my heart. Subhanallah. What a great statement he said, a great Wali of Allah, Hazrat Sultan Bahu. And his first verse in his poem, in his kitab, he said that you see me, Sultan Bahu is his name, great Wali Allah, 100, 200 years back. So he said that, I went to my murshid, my teacher, mashallah. He said, what is it you come to me for? He said, I've come to learn the name of Allah so I can improve my hereafter. Then he put such a finger on my heart that my whole body, it became nur, light beyond light. Light beyond light. So he's not lying, is he, if he said that to us? Or am I lying if I'm telling you this event? Yes, all the sins are removed. Allah's name is so full of barakah. That correct your niyyah, I want to make my qabr, my hereafter, and I don't want anything else from Allah. Nothing, Allah, I sign everything to you. Just your name I want to take, and everything else you have to give to me, Allah. This is called learning dhikrullah from a teacher. That's it. Is there any loss in this? How hard is it to do this? Just make the niyyah. Just make the niyyah and learn dhikr. And then whatever dhikr your shaykh prescribes, you do it. Yeah, if you think it's too much, yes, sir, Hazrat, forgive me, too much you're going to me, can you reduce it? He'll reduce it for you. MashaAllah. Hazrat, I have to do this work, I have to play football, I have to play badminton. Such fakir has come to us youngsters. Yes, such fakir has come with the desire. I have to do this, I have to do boxing, I have to do other actions. Why didn't you tell me before I said you stupid? Why are you upset? No, I have to live in the world. Is this your issue? Okay, no problem, I'll make it easy for you. And okay, do this much dhikr, then reduce it. Don't leave football, don't leave badminton, don't leave wrestling. Yes, you're a young man, you have to do these things. But don't leave dhikr at the same time in parallel. Say subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala allow that you understand my words. I've come here to give dawah. I've come to give you dawah, to invite you. That's why I've come here. Yes? Otherwise, am I a mad person? Is some mad dog bitten me that I run around in the streets from this masjid? Zakira Masjid is very comfortable masjid, mashallah. I said there, why have I need to come here? I'm sick as well. I've come here to give you dawah, to invite you. And tomorrow you'll be stuck. This man came to give dawah. So why didn't you learn dhikr then? You'll be asked. So do you make true, solid niyam? Otherwise, tomorrow you'll have to answer for this. You'll have to answer for this tomorrow. Make solid, firm niyat that we want to learn dhikr and we want to learn it for the hereafter. We want to read Quran with the right niyat, which is what? With which intention? That Allah, through the Quran, Allah gives us the message so we can improve ourselves. We want hidayah, guidance. Through this Quran, we are reading the Quran for this purpose. We want hidayah. Don't read Quran for thawab. How can it be? Allah says, read the Quran and you don't get thawab. How can it be you won't get thawab? Anyway, it's automatic. So there's nothing lacking in reward from Allah. Don't be afraid. If you read 50 times over, you'll get the thawab. Subhanallah. So have courage, determination, alhamdulillah, that if you complete the Quran once over in the year, but say with the niyah one hidayah, you'll get 100 times over reading, same thawab. So why are you afraid? Why are you doubting? No, no, if I do this much, I'll get this much reward, this much. Don't be concerned about that. Have concern for amal, for practice. I won't lie. When I read the next Quran, the lying will be eradicated. I'll make the niyah. Then I'll read the Quran like this. Otherwise, I won't go to the next juz. Say subhanAllah. I won't go to the next juz until I eradicate lying. Allah will say, that Allah, you're ordering me in this juz that don't lie. And I lie until I don't take lying out of my life. I won't go to the next juz because I won't get the thawab. I'm just wasting my time. First, I'll eradicate lying. Then I'll start the next juz of the Quran recitation. Say subhanAllah. What a great tariqah method. I'm telling you how to read the Quran. Yes, so this is a read it, and read it with a translation, very nice translation. Mufti, Allama Mufti Shabir Sahib, Mufti Taqi Sahib, Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, his tafsir, many translations, many tafsir, commentaries. But also there's one of my commentaries, a small one, read that. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Yes, I think. Surah Baqarah. In English, yes, and let your youngsters really see how their hearts open up. Okay, fine, that's enough. We'll discuss this a little bit of dhikr, inshallah. Recite Rushi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين يا الله تمہاری مجلس قبول فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ تمہیں سچا ذاکر بنا اپنا ذکر کرنے والا بنا تلاوت کرنے والا بنا نماز پڑھنے والا بنا یا اللہ ہمارے بچوں کو ہماری اولادوں کو نیک اور صالح بنا یا اللہ ہمیں محنت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہماری اولادوں کو نیک فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و علیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین